Blog Talk Radio.
That's on me, baby. Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You know, you ain't guessing me. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. But not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't guessing me. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby.
Say the chopper got a beam, boy. If you get the smoke, yeah, hit a clean, boy. Ain't too much power, say it, make it look lean, boy. Next shot's a drug, yeah, I hear you a green, boy. Mixing this red with a little bit of green, boy. Play with me if you want it, it'll be a crime scene, boy.
Yeah, you can snooze if you want it, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You know, ain't guessing me, hooking. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby.
That's right, that's right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. It is an amazing and beautiful Monday night. Got the Hot Topic panelists that'll be joining us here in a little bit. We got all hot topics all night long. If you got a hot topic you want to talk about, you know what to do. Call us 563-999-3456. Guess who's producing today? Y'all, I have not produced the show in about 2-3 years. So, B. Ray is hanging out over at, I think it's Greater Mount Zion. What'd she say? I think that's what the message said. Greater Mount Zion Church. And so, a shout out to them because she's actually over there and she's going to be doing something live, I think. So, shout out to them, everybody over there at Greater Mount Zion in Dallas. And shout out to T. Smiley. He's hanging out with him. What's going on, T. Smiley?
What's going on? What's going on? Good to be here.
Listen, you are new. You're new to radio. How does it feel to be on the air on Mondays and Wednesday nights on We Talk Radio?
You know what? It's cool. You know, something different. You know, all in all, it's a different experience, but it's good. I like it.
Listen, you stick around. We got a lot. stuff popping up. We got stuff like, you know, we interview guests like, you know, they drink their urine and stuff like that. You know, interesting people. You know, I mean, you know, business owners and stuff like that too. But I'm talking about real interesting folks that do real interesting things. Have you ever met anybody that drank their urine?
Nah. And I probably, if I did meet him, you know, that'd be the last time I met with
him. You know, but you might not even know. And I think that's the thing a lot of people don't realize. You don't even know who's a urine drinker. Because it's not like they walk around talking about,
oh, yeah, that's true,
I drink my urine. You actually have to, like, be intimately in their life in order to know a lot of times. But there are a lot of people out there who actually drink their urine. And they think it's like, it cleanses them, helps them, helps their body, you know, become cleansed. To whatever degree, people actually put it in their hair, and they use it to, I guess, clean their hair. I don't know, but they, if like a shampoo, they use it as a shampoo, and then to mask the urine smell, they put peppermint in it.
I've heard it all.
Listen, I'm thinking you should try it.
No. Okay, I'll tell you what. If I try it, you gonna try it?
I listen. They tried to get me to do that last year. It ain't going down in my DM at all. It ain't going down. I'm just saying. It ain't going down. So we're going to have a good time tonight. The Hot Topic panelists will be here in just a little bit. Shout out to CP, Matey. Shout out to T Smiley, Big Joe. And all of you out there who are tuning in tonight, it's, again, going down, all the way down. Don't go anywhere. We got hot music that, you know, your girl Kid D. Me and D-Ray have, like, different styles. You know, she got her style. I got my style. I like the more jazzy tone. She puts it down with more of the hip-hop. That's just what she does. So I'm going to hold it down the way I know how to do it. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with more of this incredible show. This is the Monday Night Show. Right here on your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio Network. This is the Kid. Well, I can't win for losing. Well, I cannot win for losing. This is the Kid D Plug Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Spend all my
That's right. Welcome back to the incredible Monday Night Radio Show, the Key of the Unplugged Show, right here on We Talk Radio Network. It is the hottest spot in online radio, We Talk Radio Network. Make sure you tell somebody about it. We are heard globally, and it just really feels good to know that y'all tune in each week. We got shows just all throughout the week, so make sure you check it. We appreciate your presence again. Shout out to San Antonio. Y'all got us on lock tonight. We appreciate 210 area code hanging out with us. Real quick, that right there was, I love that song. I don't know why I love that song so much. That particular song was Love by Design, Regina Bell and Glenn Lewis. Back in the day, Glenn Lewis was hot, and so he's coming back around now. Don't disrespect Glenn Lewis. You was always hot. You still hot. You always going to be hot. Shout out to Glenn Lewis, who I'm sure is tuning in tonight. We did a listening party for Regina Bell about 4 years ago when she did her last album, and we did a live listening party. It was so much fun. If y'all haven't hung out with us in our live listening parties, we haven't done one of those in a while either. We got to do one. Real talk. So, somebody else has an album coming out, you know, so we might end up doing a live listening party. We'll surprise you guys, and we'll have it at a nice venue like we did before. We always have food and drinks. Always a lot of fun. We listen to the album and just enjoy. You have opportunity to purchase online or right there. It's always a lot of fun. So make sure you stay tuned to We Talk Radio Network so you can find out more about our listening parties. And if you're an artist and you want to have a listening party, let us know. Shout us out, bray@wetalkradio.com. That's the letter B as in boy, R-A-Y, @wetalkradio.com. We got a little more music, and then we got the Hot Topic panel. We'll be coming up in a little bit. Right now, I want to play a young man who's been on our show before. Really nice cat, man. This guy, I want y'all to follow him on all social media, @JamesDay, J-A-M. He's an absolutely extraordinary artist, extraordinary singer, and this one right here is called Considered Delivery. He's got a lot of hit songs. Right after that, we talk about a young man. I'll play one of his songs up next, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of the Key of D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, Hot Topics coming up next. We Talk Radio.
Everybody's got one of their own. No time for tears, and I don't want glory. Just you in my arms, I can hold. Blue skies or gray, I'm on my way.
Love should be considered delivered.
The rain or shine, I'll take the time.
Love should be considered delivered.
be no more worried.
Trust me.
You're the lead in my story.
Trust me.
You can let it go and leave the past behind. Trust me, peace is what you'll find if you know me. Just get to know me. See how wonderful our lives can be if you only just get to know. Just get to know me. Don't make me pay for what others did to you. I'll make you a promise. I will never do anything to hurt you. Oh, and there's one thing for certain. You should get to know me. All you gotta do, just get to know me. I'm pretty sure you'll see how wonderful our life can be.
Roaming through everywhere. Where are you going?
Listen, I felt like maybe we should roll, pick you up real quick, just scoop you, run down to Fort Worth, Comer Drive, and then get out of the casino.
Hey, that'll work.
Yeah. I mean, why not? I figured if we ended with the casino, you'd be down the roll.
You better believe it. I've got my card, too. I'm ready.
The last time you went to the casino was a couple weeks ago. Did you win big? Is that what you told me you won?
I won $500.
What?
It's $500, and they don't come after you for that.
Oh, they don't. What do they come after you for?
No.
So I can make sure I stay under that limit. Right. I need to know for my purposes. So so I can make sure I stay under that limit. I don't want to get...
Well, and what I do know is that if you own a company and you run a radio station, that they come right away after you.
They right away what?
They come right away after you if you run a radio station. Yeah.
Listen, they go, whatever door they knock on, I gave them CP's address, so they'll get her house first.
Well, they'll never find that.
There
you're
we go.
Safe.
Kelly, she lives in a deep dark dungeon somewhere. That's real tough.
Yeah.
And the deep
hey, girl, they will be lost.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about you the other day because I was driving down. I was on a freeway, and it was a couple of years ago. The freeway didn't look like that. It looked different, but I hadn't been in the area in a long time. And all I kept saying, man, if this was AC, she'd be having a panic attack. Because you know, this road was like, it was like a huge, I'm talking about this, it was crazy, it was like a winding road, and then it was a big, huge bridge, and then it was dark, and I was like, oh my goodness, I feel for people who, you know, don't really like to drive at night. I know Macy does not like to drive at night, and I'm actually turning to one of those people, especially when I saw all this, I was like, oh, Lord. And I was in a big U-Haul truck, too. And it weighed a lot. So I'm probably having a panic attack for that reason, too. All good. What's up, B-Ray? Uh-oh. Let me see. Okay, wait a minute. Let's see.
Macy,
we got you back?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Everybody's calls dropped. Literally.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's going on in politics? We need to get down to the nitty gritty tonight. You know, you are a political queen. What's up? What's happening?
You know, I don't know what's going on. I mean, everything is so crazy. You know, Trump's running crazy. What's new? He's like
so
losing
it. Let me back up. Last week, there was a speech that he gave. Right now, there's an impeachment process that's happening. A lot of people may or may not know about this situation, but there is an impeachment process that's happening. Do you mind describing to us what's happening in that, and then how they're able to do this impeachment process?
Well, I mean, yeah, there is an impeachment process going on, and it involves Trump, surprise, and he says that everything is fine, for no one to worry about anything. But you know what? He made a statement. I mean, Trump is he's just so innocent, and all the people that love him, they're just diehards for him, regardless of what the poor man does. All of his friends that he thought loved him are turning on him and testifying. Testifying, all that's over. They're now writing up the articles of impeachment.
Wow.
You know, yeah, so all that's done, and now they're doing testimonies or hearings on Epstein's death, saying that he didn't commit suicide, that he was murdered. And so they're talking to all the men on that. But everything is quiet
wow.
with Trump. You know, he hasn't been speaking much this weekend.
Well, I could imagine, you know, he doesn't have much to say with all of these things that are roaming around, all of the allegations that are coming out right now. I mean, and
well,
these
that's
people are
so
his
unlike
friends.
Him.
But these people are his friends.
But, you know, here's the deal. If you're so bold and you're not afraid and you think you're going to win the next election, what are you afraid of?
Can
I get an answer? Well, but if you're
going to
win regardless, but if you're going to win, he's still thinking he's going to win and run. But, you know, we have that new Republican that's a billionaire that's come out and he's going to run. You know, I don't trust any of them at this point.
Well, I don't trust any of them either.
I mean, we just need a whole new government system. I don't even know. But there's, you know, it's been quiet this week because there's been nothing about the hearings. The hearings are over, so they're writing their impeachment, their articles, and so you don't hear anything.
Well, they got to remain quiet, I guess, until, you know, until they have more information. I mean, well, I guess, no, you said it. All the information is there. All the testimony's done.
Right. Now, the thing about it is that even the men that have spoken, they have opened up testimony about other people. You know, that they're saying are involved. So this is just going to go on forever.
Woo! What are his supporters saying? Is his support still the same?
You don't hear anything. What they said that, you know, more and more people have come out that they want him impeached. They said 75% of the people want him out. So you got to understand that women hate him. So, and the majority of blacks hate him. You know, I'm not sure about the Hispanics, but he's, you know, I don't know the percentage of the base that he still has, but I mean, it was a clue to me when he was, but I still think this Republican they're putting up to run, you know, talking bad about Trump. I don't trust him. I think he's just trying to take the place of Trump. And that nothing will change. If he, you know, if he tries to win. Now, I am all for Biden because he has been in the House forever, you know, as long as I can remember. So I've always trusted him and met him once at a cigar shop. Cool guy. He's a likable person. Kamala has fallen very low back there. You have Ward and what's the older guy's name? I always forget his name. Do you know? But he's the oldest one running, the one that went to the hospital with the stroke. You know, I don't see how people are even going to vote for him because, you know, he's ill to me, supposedly, but I never was going to vote for him anyway, so he wasn't an option. Ward, I wanted to vote for her. I just think that with this new Republican coming out, they're panicking because he's putting up his own money, and so now the others are saying they have to get out and work hard for their money, and they don't think you should be able to come in and use your own money. But just because you have money doesn't mean you're going to be, you're great.
Right.
You know, you just have money.
Right. Right. You just got change in your pocket.
Yeah. Wow. So, and the money he's putting up, I guess you could write off that taxes, you know. Who knows? Who cares? But, you know, save your money and go do something else. But he's the same man that got the vote to go through. That, you know, when you were too young, but when you were able to smoke in offices, he got that ban that you'd have to smoke outside.
Biden?
No, this new Republican that's running.
Gotcha. I thought you said Biden. That's why I was like, what? Okay, the new Republican. Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So,
well,
you know, he's done a few things, but you can do whatever you want when you have money. Yeah, when you have money, you can go fight for anything.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, he's not done any real grassroots. You know, he's not going to get out on the streets without 2,000 bodyguards protecting him, you know, like the others are trying to do.
I want to ask, because I know we're on politics, you know, these politics tends to be a little messy sometimes. You know, I do have a story I want to talk about. This is an alleged story. You know, Métis, hopefully she can help me confirm some things. You know, Joe Biden does have a son. He has two he had another son, but the son passed away. Am I correct?
Yes.
Now, allegedly, the son that is still living is now having some kind of intimate relational situationship with the widow.
The widow? What do you mean the with a widow?
Well, right? With his brother's widow. His brother's widow.
Well, now we have to remember, because because Trump wants to damage. Here's the thing. Let's step back for a minute. Why does he hate Biden so much? He is so afraid of Biden winning that he will do anything to destroy him. So we don't know. How do we know his son is having an affair with the widow?
I said allegedly again. I'm just here to, you know, help clear the air.
I've not ever heard that.
I know. Yep. It's one of the things that I heard the other day, and I said, well, I got to bring it to the air, you know, not trying to damage Biden's name by any means, but, you know, if it is something that's out there, I want to try and clear the air on it, or let's talk about it. Let's talk about if it actually is happening.
Well, okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how they said that Trump's daughter that he acts like he's had sex with slept with Quincy Jones when she was a young girl. So where do we want to throw the dirt? And what does that have to do with Joe Biden running for president?
You know, I don't
We're not going to get an angel family in there.
No, and I don't know if Trump's camp was the one who actually put that information out there. I don't know that.
I don't think any other camp would put that out there. And, you know, and we don't even know for sure. That just sounds so, so crazy. That's almost like hearing that Trump is supposedly, allegedly, had an affair with Pence's wife. I mean, you know,
Melania?
It just doesn't even sound right. Melania's sitting back. She's like, I'm done. I want a divorce. Get me out of this, someone, please, somehow, impeach him.
Hey,
I don't care.
You know, she has been very, very quiet. Make America Great Again, she's been very quiet.
You know, I did listen to a documentary where she was talking about Obama, saying everybody knows that Obama was not born in this country. Now she's talking with her accent of Russia or wherever she's from, and you could barely understand her. So I've heard her speak more plainly than she's trying to speak now. So she's just, you know,
wow.
To be with Trump and to believe in your man, you're just like him. So get all of them out.
Wow. Now, she wasn't born in this country either, right?
No.
Right. Not that
but
that makes
she thinks she's got
the
a pass.
Person to say, right. Like, what makes you any better than anybody else? Wow.
Well,
but
she thinks that she's better because she's with Trump, you know, and she thought he had some kind of great clout. I mean, it's, you know, someone came out and said that Trump was, we'll get back to this, but that Trump was, appointed by God. Well, it may so. I don't think things are happening by chance. I think there's a reason. But two things. God appointed Trump. Trump should do what God appointed him to do.
You're coming in a little muffled. So I want you to come
okay.
in clearly.
Someone said that one of his officials, his butt lickers, said that Trump was appointed by God to be in the position he's in. And that may very well be so. But God, if he appointed him to do the right thing. So let's deal with that. And of course, if you ask them that, they're going to say he is doing the right thing, you know.
Right.
But, But, you know, it's just, they're just taking everything and twisting it. And, of course, Trump has already said that God wants him where he is. But, you know, maybe God wants you where you are. Maybe God already knew what you were going to be like. But sometimes you get in a position where it only exposes you to destroy you.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Wow.
And so, the bad thing about Trump...
Go ahead.
I said the bad thing about Trump, there was an article that someone had drawn up and colorful, and it was really interesting, where a yellow bus, city bus, was driving up, and it had Trump's name on it, but it had all the men underneath that he had run over. It was
really
crazy. And I'm like, that's exactly what he's doing. He's taking everybody down. He doesn't care. And they still follow him. And it's coming to find out that his real verbal followers are a part of it all, too. Now, if we can get back to Biden's son, what was your reason for bringing that up about his alleged affair with his brother's widow?
One of the reasons is because people are saying that they keep people at that elite status, kind of keep stuff in the family together. And so they were saying that if anything was going on inside of the Biden household or the Biden family, that they would have to keep this widow close. So, and this is stuff that used to happen back in the day, probably. So you can't really see this kind of stuff happening nowadays, but. You know, what if it was true? What if indeed, you know, they were just trying to make sure stuff stayed close to the family? Just sick, if you ask me. But I wanted to see really how everybody felt about that possibly being a conspiracy theory or one of those things that Trump can't put out there. I didn't say it was, but I wanted to see if indeed we thought that might be one of the things. Because right now he's using all kind of stuff.
Well, anything, yeah. Yeah, anything about Biden and anything about his son is all passed on through Trump and his group of people. Because the Democrats, they all like Biden. You know, Biden's done well where he was.
Yeah. Wow. I want to talk about Gabrielle Union. Gabrielle Union, of course, is an incredible actress. She's been done lots of movies and all kinds of great stuff. She's awesome. Well, recently she was on a television show. She's in several seasons of a show called America's Got Talent. I think I should be on that show. I've got lots of talent, but whatever. Anyways, so recently she actually was fired from that show, America's Got Talent, allegedly. This is all allegedly a verb. So, and they're saying the reason why, she did get fired, but allegedly the reason why she got fired allegedly the reason why she got fired is because of sexism and possible racism issues that she was facing, and she was being vocal about it.
Uh-huh. That sounds like her.
It does. And then, of course, you know, Simon Cowell, who's also a part of the cast, you know, allegedly he was the one who made the final decision to say yes, let her go. But you know, if we want to talk about, you know, that life, Hollywood lifestyle, this is what they do. There's a lot of sexism. There's so much racism. We can say whatever we want to say about Monique right now is in a lawsuit with Netflix because they tried to pay her kibbles and bits, $200,000 to $500,000, when they wanted to give Amy Schumer $40 million or whatever, or $4 million or whatever, for doing the same exact work. Monique's got way better and longer credentials than Amy Schumer.
Maybe so, but you know, look at this. Monique is only going to attract a certain group of people. And with her dirty mouth. And not everybody wants to hear that. The
okay.
way she does it.
Well, we can
it.
Say that same thing about Chris Rock. Chris Rock and Monique are on the same page as it pertains to their nasty mouth, and Chris Rock was offered $40 million. So,
well, Chris Rock has a different type of talent. He was funny. I didn't think Monique. I don't
think
Monique is all that funny.
A lot of people think Monique is funny. Monique has an extraordinarily great audience.
I think she belongs in movies.
And I'm not just being a Monique fan.
Yeah. I think she belongs in movies. I mean, she was great and precious. I mean, she was actually scary and reminded me of a few people. In Precious. Yeah, and it was a interesting movie, but Monique played that movie to the hilt. I mean, she did an excellent job, so I wish she can find another route, but she should sue. I don't know how the contracts worked with Netflix, you know, but if someone, you know, start where you can start. But I knew she wasn't going to make any money. I'd heard about that. I heard her speak on it, that she wasn't going to make any money with $250,000 doing what she needed to do.
Right.
But,
right.
I mean, so I understand where she's coming from. I don't know. That's a hard one because I don't know. I just wish she could have stuck with movies. I don't know what happened to her movie career. I thought she would have done great in that.
Well, guess what? We're going to talk more about that on Wednesday night. She did have a great movie career, and I think because of Lee Daniels and Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry kind of doing what they did in the movie industry, you know, allegedly, that's why her career kind of went to Awesome of the Rings and Fox. As it pertains to, because she was blacklisted at that, you know, after she did that movie Precious, and they wanted her to go do tours, and they didn't want to pay her any money to promote, it was a promotional tour, and they didn't want to do something, they didn't want to give her the money for it, or it was something they
wanted. Yeah, they wanted her to do it free.
Right, and she was like, I'm not doing that. You're gonna pay everybody else. Monique is somebody who knows what she's worth, and you cannot knock this black woman for that. Somebody else recently came out, another black actress, it'll hit me in a minute, came out in support of her, saying that's Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes recently came out and said, I stand behind and support her 100%, period, point blank.
Yeah. Now, I like Wanda, and Wanda's done well.
I love Wanda.
You know, I do think that... what's the other lady that for Netflix that it's about? Amy Schumer. I don't think she's funny at all. I don't like her in movies. You know, she's one person I do not follow.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't follow Monique. Monique is funny when she's, I just think she does better in movies. But, you know, don't you think we need some of these black people who are, like Tyler, to come out and talk about why they don't feel he's worthy?
I absolutely do. But I don't want it to be a Monique bashing session. But I do want people to come out and talk. But a lot of times, you know, like this situation here, because Monique did so much over these past couple months, she's talked so negatively. I don't know how that's going to affect how people think, what people are thinking right now. But we're going to talk on Wednesday night. On Wednesday night, we're going to talk more about this. We're going to get to the bottom line of Gabrielle Union. We're going to talk more about Monique and her husband and all kind of stuff. It's going down. There's also a woman who allegedly said Monique tried to stop her bag years ago. So why is Monique mad right now about getting her bag stopped? And we're going to talk about who that young lady is. Also, there was an 80-year-old woman, who was getting, her house was being robbed. She was in the house, and while she was in the house, the robber came and completely beat the snot out of this robber. Did you hear me? Beat the snot.
You went away.
oh gosh, everything. I'm telling you, it's going down on Wednesday night. He completely got his behind stomped. Okay, stomped by this 80-year-old woman. So we're gonna talk more about that on Wednesday night. Yes, Wednesday night it goes down. So don't go anywhere. We will talk more Wednesday night on the After the Lights Go Out radio show. I gotta thank y'all so much for tuning in to this show tonight. D Ray, Métis, Kia D, T Smiley is going down. We were here tonight hanging out with you. I'm gonna have T Smiley close us out in prayer. T Smiley, are you still hanging out with us tonight?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. So don't forget, on Wednesday night it's the After the Lights Go Out radio show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So be here on time, genuine, and bring your popcorn and your wine and your strawberries because we're gonna have some fun. We're gonna lay back and kick back and have a good time. Go ahead, please, T Smiley, close us out in prayer.
Father God, we thank you again for another amazing day, God, that you have made. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you for our life, health, and strength, God. We ask that you just touch each and every one of us, God, and bring us back on Wednesday night for another amazing show, God. Bless the producer, God. Bless each and every one of us individually. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I absolutely got to thank you so much for being a part of the show and making, again, this your number one listening station. I would close out with a little Anthony A.K. King. That actually, I kind of threw you guys off earlier when I played that chemistry. Anthony A.K. King actually is the one who loves to drink his urine. You guys can check him out at Anthony A.K. King, all on his social media and website and everything else. But I started to close out with another Anthony A.K. King song, but I'm tired of his urine drinking behind the night. What I'm going to do is I'm going to close out one of my favorite songs by India Irie. I will see you guys on Wednesday night on the After the Lights Go Out radio show. Thanks so much.
A destination. There are no mistakes. Just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets. Because all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making new day, new risks we've taken, lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now.
Thank you for tuning in to We Talk Radio.
Good night.
Yep.